Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's get back to it here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging out with you guys here this Tuesday. 20 minutes from now, Nick Kostos will be joining us here with his thoughts on the Monday Night Football doubleheader. Lamar Jackson potentially missing the next couple of weeks with a hamstring injury for the Baltimore Ravens. But we are glued to what's going on right now in Cleveland, and just like horrendous. A horrendous run out here for the Cleveland Guardians and Cleveland Guardians bettors. Jose Ramirez caught between third and home after the Guardians were able to get a run around third, with Ramirez getting the third after the pass ball there. An errant throw to first base on what was should have been a routine ground out for Ramirez. He runs all the way around to third base with no outs, and now he just gets thrown out in between third and home, and we have a runner on first. That is Kyle Manzardo with two outs. Guardians, by the way, trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. This is not great. And yep, we can pop that one up and Detroit will win the game. So the Tigers take care of business and get the Scooble victory here, which is massive for them. Like, if they don't win the Scooble game, like, it's just done. But Detroit takes a series 1-0 series lead in this wild card best of three. Cleveland has to be kicking themselves after that one, as Detroit wins it 2-1, and they are now up 1-0 in the series. Once again, they get the Scooble win. We'll see what happens game two for the Cleveland Guardians. I don't know who's on the mound for game two. Guys, put it in the chat if you know who's going to be on the mound for game two tomorrow afternoon. But as it stands right now, Detroit with a 1-0 series lead, and we will see what happens coming up on Wednesday. But yeah, Cleveland not out of it. You know, I bet plus 105, thinking that they could maybe steal this Scooble start, but it'll be Casey Mize versus Tanner Bibee is the matchup that we'll have tomorrow in Cleveland as our pitching matchup. I thought Cleveland could actually get the Scooble game. Clearly, I was wrong on that one, but we'll see what happens in game two with Mize and Bibee. And then, of course, hopefully for me, rooting for a decisive game three on Thursday. So that's what's going on in Cleveland. That game is over. We do have a game going on in Chicago between the Padres and the Cubs. Padres with a 1-0 lead right now in the top of the third. So San Diego right now in control out there in Chicago, but still a lot of baseball to be played in that game with Matthew Boyd and Nick Pivetta as our pitchers between the Cubs and the Padres. But we'll talk some baseball all throughout the show, continue to update you guys on what's going on, update you guys on our bets. Me and Tyler, we're on the Cubs. Jake is on the Padres as we're going a little Oppo Taco here in this 3 o'clock hour. Of course, we have Nick coming up in the top of the next hour in about 15 minutes. But let's talk some Heisman Trophy while we got some time here, because what a weekend it was in college football for week five. Like, that was an awesome, awesome weekend with Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, and Georgia. And for someone who loves betting the awards, obviously for me, the first thing that comes to my mind is, hey, how does this shake up the Heisman Trophy market? Now, anybody watching Saturday night probably would have understood and realized that, hey, Oregon's quarterback Dante Moore is likely going to be the favorite to win the Heisman after winning at Happy Valley. Like, that was the marquee game of the week. All eyeballs on that game, a whiteout game, a game where Penn State has an intense home field advantage. And did Moore set the world on fire? No, but he was really good in the game and has now taken over as the favorite over at BetMGM to win the Heisman Trophy. Dante Moore is plus 750. I've seen some sportsbooks have Moore at plus 600. Now would be the worst time to bet him because we've already seen the massive move with this game last Saturday. And now also this week, Oregon has a bye. So there's no need to bet a player that will be literally not playing this upcoming Saturday. So do not bet Dante Moore, even if you like Dante Moore. I like Dante Moore quite a bit. We talked about him back in July as a Heisman Trophy guy at 25-1, at 21-1. Those bets were placed back in July on Dante Moore to win the Heisman. And he makes a lot of sense, of course. Like, the team is really good. They just won at Penn State. They're one of the best teams in the country. Some odds makers and college football bettors have them as the number one power rated team in the country. I don't know if I agree with that per se, but hey, Oregon is thought very highly of. Their win total, 11.5. They're minus 2,500 to make the CFP. We all said it after Saturday night. Based on their schedule, Oregon's probably made the CFP. And they have a really, really massive game coming up in 2 weeks when they host the Indiana Hoosiers at Autzen Stadium. And that game happens to be pitting together two Heisman frontrunners right now because Indiana's quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, is getting a lot of pub for this award. Excuse me. Because earlier today, this morning, in addition to what we already do usually with the Heisman Trophy, we got our first Athletic Heisman Straw Poll. The Athletic puts out their poll weekly once we get to October about where things stand, and they poll college football writers, college football editors, and they kind of do the same system that the voters go through. Rank your top three. How do you have the Heisman Trophy going right now? And for the Athletic, right now, Dante Moore is your Heisman Trophy frontrunner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
He got 9 of the first place votes. Fernando Mendoza got 7 first place votes. So it's Dante Moore 1, Fernando Mendoza at 2. Once again, those two guys will be facing in a couple of weeks at Autzen Stadium in Eugene. Number 3 is Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia. He's obviously been a big story in college football dating back to last season, and he has a massive, massive game this Saturday on the road in Tuscaloosa to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Number 4, a little bit of an interesting curveball here. The Athletic voters went with Miami defensive end Reuben Bain Jr. Now, I know a lot of like football all 22 scouting types, they love Reuben Bain. Like, they say this guy is like, he might be pound for pound the best player in college football. He got 2 of the first place votes. I don't really see it for him. Like, just looking at his stats, he has 2 sacks on the season. He's got an interception, which is really cool as well, but like, I mean, a defensive end with two sacks through four games. Like, I don't think that's winning the Heisman Trophy. Just going to be quite honest. Like, I don't think that's winning the Heisman Trophy. Barring him doing something miraculous this Saturday against the Florida State Seminoles and also continuing to do those kinds of things the rest of the way. But Reuben Baines Jr. was number four. And then Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer is the fifth guy right now on the list. Of course, John Mateer dealing with a hand injury as he had surgery last week. Will not be playing this Saturday, and we'll see what happens next week when they take on Texas in Red River. So that's what the Athletic Heisman Straw Poll says. And it kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse about how people who are voters or voter types are thinking about the race. Clearly, they can change their mind, and they will change their mind over the course of the next like 7 weeks here in college football, but just kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse about where things stand right now heading into the month of October. But I mentioned that Miami-Florida State game. That's a pretty big one because not just Reuben Baines Jr., who right now over at BetMGM and other sports books is around that 65-1 price to win the Heisman Trophy. Miami's quarterback Carson Beck is at 9-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Now, Miami is a 4.5-point favorite in the game. The total is around 54. It's on the road in Tallahassee, and Florida State's coming off a bad loss to Virginia, so you'd expect that the Seminoles are going to be insanely focused for this game because, one, it's a rivalry game, and it's a really classic rivalry game, but, two, they're just coming off of a loss in an island game last Friday night. Carson Beck has been pretty good this season. Now, his last game against Florida was substandard, 51.4 with his QBR. That was really bad in comparison to some of his other games so far this season. But Miami's another one of those teams that's highly thought of. High power ranking, win total 11.5, minus 475 to make the playoff. The team success part, he's checking those boxes. Statistically, he's checking those boxes as well. He just needs to kind of have like that marquee game and that marquee moment. I know you might be able to point to the win over Notre Dame. I mean, that's kind of been a long time ago at this point. That was 4 weeks ago. This is another chance for him to do that against FSU, 7:30 Eastern in prime time to kind of remind the voters, hey, I am here, because Carson Beck didn't get like a ton of love in the Heisman Trophy straw poll. Like, he ended up finishing seventh in the poll with one first place vote behind Mateer, Jeremiah Smith, and then it was Carson Beck after that. So he's got a little bit of work to do, but he's got the opportunity with this game against Florida State on Saturday, and they have another standalone game against Louisville on a Friday night. Another big mover in the market. How about Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson? He was nails against Georgia last Saturday. Awesome performance, one of his best games of the year. And when you factor in the competition, like, that is what everybody wanted to see from Ty Simpson. He is now 10-1 over at BetMGM. Alabama's win total is 9.5. They're minus 220 to make the CFP. And now they're hosting Vanderbilt in what will be a marquee game this Saturday, Ty Simpson versus Diego Pavia. Now, Simpson can definitely win, for sure. He can win this award. Bama's 10.5. Against Vandy. The total is 56.5. I'm expecting points in that game. I just don't know if I trust Alabama, like, fully. That's my big thing with Ty Simpson, is that last year we saw Alabama around this time, Jalen Milroe and the Tide just beat Georgia. And everybody was talking about Milroe Heisman. He was your favorite. And then the next week they lost to Vandy. Now, that was in Nashville. This game will be played in Tuscaloosa. But these Kalen DeBoer teams, and this dates back to Washington, by the way, too. In these spots as big favorites, all these expectations, they usually don't fulfill those expectations. And Bama could definitely win the game. I think they're going to win on Saturday. But it wouldn't shock me if this is like a field goal game and Vandy covers and hangs within the number the entire time. Like, these Kalen DeBoer teams don't handle the expectations very well. So I'm a little bit shaky on Ty Simpson. I understand it. The price to me seems right. He can definitely win the award. I just don't really want to buy in if I think the team, sometimes they can play up to the competition, but unfortunately, sometimes they can also play down to the competition. Pavia, now, I would never bet Diego Pavia just because, one, I don't believe in Vandy. Their win total is 7.5. I don't think they're going to make the playoff either. If they beat Alabama, well, Pavia will definitely be in this conversation. Now, the problem for him, they're 10.5 on the road this Saturday. And you look at the rest of their schedule. Like, take a look at this. They host LSU. That's a tough game. They host Missouri. They're at Texas. They host Auburn. And then they're at Tennessee to end the season in that rivalry game. There's a very good chance that this is like an 8-4 team at best. Do you really want to bet that guy at 15-1 to win the Heisman when they're probably going to be a four-loss team. If you're really that into Diego Pavia to win the Heisman, just bet Vandy to beat Alabama at like plus 350 or 3-1. Just do that. It's not the same sexy payout as 15-1, but you at least get your money on Saturday as opposed to waiting for early December. Because if they're going to win this award, he's going to have to win games like this. The stats aren't going to do it alone. He can't just be, oh, I have all these numbers and all this stuff. No, it cannot be that. So for right now, this week, not as sexy a Heisman conversation. I don't think there's anything to do. But this time next week, ahead of Indiana, Oregon, with those two contenders going head-to-head in Mendoza and more, that's when you want to be in there betting a little bit, and we'll unfold and unpack that Heisman Trophy market after we get the results from this weekend. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Monday Night Football doubleheader, as well as Lamar Jackson potentially missing the next 2 to 3 weeks for the Ravens.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.